It's been a rough week. I had all sorts of things I wanted to write about this week. The idea of whether art can be Christian, how to reconcile Calvinism and Arminianism, the sacredness of everyday life. Yet here I sit, feeling weary and weighed down. All of those big and beautiful thoughts have flown, and what remains is a muddled mess of ugly emotion. Anyone else? It's been a rough week in the world. Hurricanes and flooding in the south, earthquakes in Mexico, ethnic cleansing in Myanmar. It's been a rough week at my home. Multiple kids sick, cranky and ugly attitudes in both kids and parents, downright meanness in the way my girls treat each other. I may have hidden in the nursery closet for a while I was supposed to be homeschooling. What do we do with these feelings? What do we who follow Jesus do when we are unsatisfied, depressed, weary, weighed down heavy with all of the ugliness in the world and in our lives? It is not a flashy, feel-good sort of answer, but I believe that Jesus would have us take another step. Whatever the emotion you have whirling around inside, we are simply to continue as we were. Continue praying, continue praising, continue in scripture, continue in study. Continue serving, continue caring, continue loving, continue working, continue. Perhaps the good feelings will return soon. Perhaps they won't. I don't think it really matters much. Jesus didn't ask us to follow him when it feels good. He asked us to deny ourselves to follow him. He told us to obey his commandments, and then we will abide in his love. And that is all that really matters, abiding in his love. If we know that we are in his love, the same love as the Father's love for Jesus, we can know that we will be okay. We may not feel okay, but that is okay. If we trust Jesus' words more than what our feelings tell us, we can know that he, in all of his unsurpassable love, is with us. So simply continue. Take another step. Do one more thing to make the world more beautiful. Trust and obey.